Carstairs, Council has approved the 2024 rates and fees bylaw, which includes rates for water, wastewater and garbage collection. Golf course fees are also included in the legislation. The move came by way of motion at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The water and infrastructure maintenance fee increases from $14 to $15 a month plus a metered consumption charge of $3.21, up from $3.08 per cubic meter. Where a separate meter has been installed in each unit within a building or where one meter is installed in an entire building, the fees are also $15 a month plus a metered consumption charge of $3.21 per cubic meter. The charge for water sold in bulk increases from $6 to $6.50 per cubic meter. The bylaw includes an addition that reads, "No person, other than those authorized by utility services, may operate a curb stop. Any attempt to turn the curb stop will result in a $2,500 fine to the persons who have signed the Town of Carstairs development permit." The cost of a replacement garbage bin increases from $85 to $90 per unit. The administration fee schedule includes a new $25 temporary vendor market license, per day. The community hall fee schedule includes a new $250 rental rate for auditorium with kitchen, up to 5 hours. The cat bylaw includes a new $250 first offense fine of failing to license a cat. The golf course fees schedule includes membership for intermediate, age 18 to 35, going from $850 to $900, individual restricted after 3 p.m. of $700, up from $600, and family restricted after 3 p.m. from $850 to $1,000. The complete rates and fees bylaw can be found on the town's website. New Policies Committee created. In other news from the November 27th council meeting, council voted to approve creation of a new policies and priorities committee that will provide advice to council on such things financial planning and infrastructure development. Falling under the overarching Town of Carstairs governance policy, the committee replaces four existing committees. It will provide council with an opportunity to seek clarification on matters relating to council business. By strategically reviewing governance, the committee will also provide recommendations or advice to council in regards to external advocacy, communication, relationship building, along with financial planning, audits, investments, capital expenditures, land development, facility development, infrastructure management and fleet management. As well, the committee will review compliance of current policies and agreements, and monitor and review family and community support services.